You're listening to U105. It's just coming up to 29 minutes past 11. Congratulations to the winner this morning on the Parent Survival Guide, and that's Liz Mack from Portaferry. Liz, congratulations. You're our qualifier and you're into the draw that will happen tomorrow morning on Breakfast with Morris and Denise, and best of luck for you on that as well. We're going to talk in the next few minutes, we hope as well, about black bins. Bins in Belfast, or black bins, could become smaller or be collected less often in the future. The council's asking for feedback on its black bin collections as part of an ongoing consultation on the future of waste and recycling. The council said that they need to change the collecting system if it's to hit its recycling target of 50% by December 2020. At the minute, black bins in the city are currently collected once a fortnight. The council said about half of the waste in black bins could be recycled. And on the line now, I'm delighted to say, one of the city's aldermen, or is it aldermen? Councillor Jim Rogers. Jim, how you doing?
Now, be careful what you say about me, Peter. Good morning.
True, aye, Jim. Here you say you sound younger every day. But, Jim, there'll be people a bit dismayed by this. We've already had one text in when we said we were going to talk about it. I think they've read some media reports or seen some stuff on social media. Is it possible that somebody who lives in Belfast or the black bin might get to the stage where a black bin's going to be emptied once a month rather than once a fortnight?
Well, look, Peter, what's important to say at the outset, this is a consultation. A report came to the Council's People and Communities Committee about 3 months ago, and I'm a member of that committee, and we had a discussion on this, and we agreed that we would go out for consultation. Part of the problem is recycling in Belfast and throughout Northern Ireland for years was not good. The figures were disappointing, and we were coming under increased pressure to do something about it, because if you don't meet your requirements and targets, obviously it comes at a cost. And I'm glad to say that there's been a noticeable improvement, to the extent that about 44% now is being recycled. Now, we need to get that up to about 50%. And by 2020, it would have to go as high as 60%. And if you look at other cities across the United Kingdom and mainland Europe, you'll find that in many cases, they're doing much better. And the reports that we're getting back is that many of the black bins presently being emptied are only about one third full. Now, it used to be this weekly collections, and as you rightly pointed out, it's now fortnightly. And we will have to look very carefully at the responses that comes in.
Mm-hmm. When you've asked Jim to look at you've asked people to look at a couple of options in the consultation. So option number one is feedback on go to a smaller black bin that'll be collected every fortnight.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
Option two would be no change to the size of a bin, but the council will come and get it every 3 weeks. No change to the bin, but the council will come and get it every 4 weeks is the other option that's been presented there. And I don't know whether there's a favourite option at this point, or whether the council or yourself would be neutral on which of those you go for. But your point, Jim, is it what, that because people are recycling, because they have different coloured bins now, that the black bin's not filling as quickly, and that maybe it doesn't need emptied every fortnight?
Exactly, but this is a consultation, and I'm on record as criticising government departments and agencies and other bodies whenever they introduce a consultation. And I'm on public record as saying, it's only a fait accompli. I can assure your listeners that this is not a fait accompli. We, in actual fact, will look at the responses, and I would urge people to get their views in before the deadline, which is on October the 7th, and they can see the details on www.belfastcity.gov.uk/consultations, because it is genuinely about consultations, and we will look at the response and then take a decision. But we do have to bear in mind that people need to recycle more. And I want to commend our officers and staff for the great job that they have done. They've been out to schools over the last few years, and that's the age that you need to speak to people at primary school age. And the schools are doing great.
No doubt, Jim, that the officers employed within the council are doing a great job, and it's good to see those numbers rising and the percentage going up. But you said we need to get off the plateau, and we need to escalate that percentage more. But you know from your long career in politics, Jim, that people talk about lots of things, and the Ring programmes, I guess, and talk about lots of things, they interact about lots of things. Nothing gets people's back up more. People are nothing more interested in and then their bin. The number of times we hear from people when their bins aren't emptied, you know, I know as an individual,
and
I don't live in Belfast City Council, but I know as an individual, the most frustrating things is coming around the corner on a Friday evening and seeing their bin hasn't been emptied, and then tweeting or texting to say, when's that going to happen? But with a man asking there called Tony, and Tony says, actually, if the council are going to come less regular and empty the bin, does that mean he's going to be paying less rates, Jim, because you don't have the same number of people in the same number of vehicles doing the same number of miles at the same frequency?
Well, it's a good point that he's making, but we will have to consider all these options. I mean, just in regards to bin emptying, I've just returned from a holiday in Mallorca, lying on the beach, had my mobile phone, and inside about 4 to 5 days, I had no fewer than 6 callers wanting to know why their bins had not been lifted. Now, and I endeavoured to get it sorted out. In some cases, it was to do with the public holiday on the 12th of July, and the council were not doing any bin collections. It's a big issue. It's an important issue. There's health issues to be taken into consideration. But what I'm saying to people is this. I know your concerns. I'm one of them. But equally, I want you to take the time and trouble to respond to this consultation. If they have no access...
Well, on the health concerns, Jim, there's somebody coming through to saying that they tried this in Banbridge not too long ago, and I remember some of the fuss at the time.
That.
And someone claims that the reason they went back to how it was due to complaints about vermin. There's someone else who's texted us to saying, what about those of us with dogs, Jim? Nappies, incontinence pads, all of this waste. Is it expected to sit in our black bins for a month? And Mary says that the thought of that is disgraceful. Someone else says, actually, it's a fair point, on the list of options, unless I missed it, the list of options that were given that I read out, there wasn't an option there to say, just leave it as it is. There seems to be all of the options are either change the frequency of collection or change the size of the bin. But can people come forward, say, Jim, and say, actually, I think all the options are worse. Why don't you just leave it alone and don't touch it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But it's important that people respond. And the response sometimes to consultation from councils to councils and government departments and agencies is not particularly good. And I want to stress again and again this morning to you the importance of responding. Now, for people who don't have the access to a computer, they can write in, they can phone in, they can also... give their views to us as public representatives, but it's much better doing it through the council, and then we will have a long, hard look at this in the near future. As I said, October the 7th is the closing date, and from there we will hopefully make the right decision. Now, like any decision, we're not going to please everybody, but my phone hasn't stopped ringing. I've been getting quite a large number of text messages and emails and letters from people not happy. But there's some people who are. They think
just before you go, Jim, and thank you, appreciative of the time. And we have a couple of people that want to talk about it, and with more texts coming in. But and you like this one. Dermy in Belfast being in contact, and Dermy says, I have to go to the recycling centre at least once a fortnight since the fortnightly collection started, and he says that he does recycle everything possible. But Dermy's point was, he says he's always heard the argument advanced that Europe were fining us for not meeting landfill targets, and now when we leave Europe, who's going to be fining us?
Well, that's a very good question.
So Dermy's saying the excuses change, Jim, but...
It would have to come either if our Assembly and Executive are up and running or from Westminster. That's the simple answer to that question. But I want to also leave this with you and your listeners. £26 million is spent a year managing waste in Belfast City Council. £26 million. Now, that's an enormous amount of money, and we need to do something about that. And all of us are guilty at not recycling. All of us just want the easy option. Just throw it into the black bin and depart with it. That's not the way forward. We have to become more mindful of what is required if we're going to fulfil what's needed and what the requirements are through Europe.
Okay, Jim. So I would echo it. If people do have an opinion on that, please do engage in the consultation. Let the council know, either through your elected representatives or through going online to the council website and finding that consultation. Let them know when you say by the 7th of October. Jim, thanks very much. Correct. Lovely to talk
to
you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Peter. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
All right. Good luck, Jim. Robert, how you doing?
Good morning, Peter.
Robert, do you want to talk rubbish?
You and I. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, Robert, you want to talk rubbish, don't you, as usual?
Yep. Well, I really don't want to talk rubbish in that sense. I would like to say, Peter, first, it's great that you and I are on the biggest radio show in the country in the absence of the top presenter in the country, Frank Mitchell. That's the first thing I would like to say.
Well, because he's got the biggest show in the country, he gets the most holidays in the country too. Man's never here.
You know, and you've got all the leading figures are appearing on Frank Mitchell's U105, and they won't appear on the Nolan show. So it proves the point that all these leaders, political figures, are flocking to U105, and they won't be near the Nolan show. There's something radically wrong there.
We've three or four more party leaders lined up, one the talk, Robert, but I've told them all that you're front of the queue. What did you want to say about the bins, Robert?
Well, my point is, first point is, I think it's a ludicrous decision by the Belfast City Council to try and introduce a monthly lifting of black bins. I don't know where Jim's coming from. As we speak, I'm a regular caller, and I would walk the streets in Andries and different things, and I see black bins from the made it not only a fortnightly thing, it used to be a weekly thing, lifting your bins. I see bins overflowing, Peter. So my point here is, I think it's really ludicrous that the City Council are making this proposal, because see a scenario of a monthly collection of black bins, it will create rats round at different back alleyways and stuff, because the bins will be overflowing.
What would you do, Robert? Could you make it better, or would you just leave it as it is?
Well, I would go back. See, look, let's get real here. Everybody in this country pays rates. And I could speak for City Council. I'm sure Jim Rogers could say this. The City Council are millions in the black. It's not a money problem here. And my point is,
We didn't get a breakdown, Jim. I didn't push Jim for a breakdown. I'm not sure if we would have had it and what exactly the 26 million covers and what the cost was. But I'm assuming, Robert, if you're saying let's go back to every week, then that 26 million has the potential to go up. And Jim will be saying what we're trying to do is avoid the fines, bring the cost down, and be sensible of how we do it. And the one valid point, or one of the valid points that the Jim and the consultation had, is that we're recycling or we're getting rid of rubbish now in a different way than we used to. And all of the stuff that used to go into the single bin that you had doesn't go into that anymore. So while they may be taking your black bin away less regularly, they are still coming to you with roughly the same frequency, I think, but taking away different coloured bins each time. So maybe we're recycling the wrong stuff in the wrong bin, or...
Well, my point is, why should we pay our rates and have to do the council's work and recycle? Why doesn't the City Council employ more people, more council workers? Now, I know a lot of council workers, and they do a great job. I know a lot of them personally, and they are really hard workers, and they do their best in a day's work. But my point here is, the City Council aren't short of money. Employ more people. Why are they putting the onus back on the domestic? There's one for you. I'll guarantee you this. It'll not be a monthly collection in the commercial end.
Okay, and
all the shops around the city centre, I'll guarantee you this. The City Council will not be collecting their bins once a month. Yeah. Does it just apply to the domestic environment?
But potentially, I'm not sure what exactly the breakdown is commercially, but I take your point. I think there'd be some outlets, for example, food outlets would have much more waste and would need it emptied more regularly if you look at the footfall that's coming through. But I take your point. You're not thinking about the amount of waste. You're thinking about who's paying the wages and who's covering the bills. Robert, we'll need to go and take some ads, and we've shout to do as well, but always good to hear from you. Feel free to ring in anytime, whether it's me or my apprentice. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Good luck now.
Thanks, Stephanie. Now you're a member.